Hi, my name is Alexis.
Hi, my name is Emmy.
This is Check It In, Check It Out, a radio show for kids all about the library.
The Elgin County Library.
We hope you enjoy the show.
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
You ready to go? Okay. You ready? Are you okay? Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I might be doing some of this. Don't make me giggle.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Hi, I'm Ellen.
And I'm Suzanne.
Hey, and we are library assistants at the Elmer Library, part of the Elgin County Library System.
And we're back again to read some more stories. We haven't been here for a while, though, and I thought we'd catch you up on some of the things we've been up to. Ellen, you just got back from Chicago.
I did. I got back a few days ago, took a trip with my family, and drove into the big city, had an amazing time. If you have not had a chance to visit the city of Chicago, I recommend it. Lots of tall skyscrapers and boat trips through the river. Beautiful weather. And I also caught a baseball game. Had a wonderful time.
Very nice. Very nice.
All right. Today, we have two books. I'll start with mine. I chose a story called Ella's Umbrellas by Jennifer Lloyd. Pictures are by Ashley Spires. And it is about a young girl named Ella who loves to collect umbrellas. And it got me to thinking about collections. Now, I wonder how many of you out there have collections of your own. Some people like to collect stamps. You collect old coins. I personally collect sports cards. Suzanne, do you have anything that you like to collect?
Well, I sort of do. I used to collect roosters. When I say roosters, I mean like...
not the real thing.
Not the real thing, like figurines and so on. And unfortunately, though, my family and some friends went, oh, Suzanne loves roosters. So every Christmas, every birthday, every anniversary, I started having this huge collection of roosters. So now I'm just down to my favorite, but I guess it's my collection.
Your collection of roosters. You know what? That's a similar issue to what Ella experienced in this story. Ella had big umbrellas and small umbrellas. She had umbrellas in pink, turquoise, and tangerine. She had them in every color, even jelly bean green. Several were striped and a few speckled with spots. A sprinkling had sparkles, a handful had hearts. Some opened slowly and plenty went pop. Ella had too many umbrellas. It was not her fault. Her family and friends knew that she loved umbrellas, just like you, Suzanne.
That's right.
So when she received a gift, it was undoubtedly an umbrella. Out of them all, Ella's favorite was Robin's Egg Blue. It came from someone special, kind Aunt Stella from far-off Kathmandu. To Ella's delight, Stella was coming to visit that very day, and she was going to stay in Ella's room. Ella's mother was usually patient, but today she was in a tizzy. Ella, she cried. Aunt Stella will have no place to hang her coat. Aunt Stella will have no place to put her clothes. Aunt Stella will have no place to sleep. Ella tried to fix the problem. She tidied the coat closet and cluttered the kitchen sink. She emptied her bedroom closet and filled the bathtub. She cleared off the bottom bunk and loaded the dishwasher. Ella, cried her mother, your umbrellas are everywhere. You have so many. There are people in this world that don't have any. You must find a way to give your umbrellas away. Give her umbrellas away? Ella hesitated. But seeing her mother scowl, she gathered them all up. She tossed them into a humongous heap in the front yard. The blue from Kathmandu she kept safely by her side. She made a teeny tiny sign that said, Free Umbrellas. In the distance, Ella heard the postman whistling. He came near, but he didn't reach for an umbrella. Instead, he handed Ella a postcard. The postcard said, Dear Ella, see you soon. Love, Aunt Stella. Ella twiddled her thumbs and waited, and waited, and waited. until her mother came out to mow the lawn.
Vroom.
She spotted the tiny sign on the mountain of umbrellas. Ella, she cried, you have too many umbrellas. You must find a better way to give them away. Ella slowly made a bigger sign. She piled the umbrellas into her wagon, but held tight to the blue from Kathmandu. Lugging her load towards town, she did not notice the creeping clouds all around. The wind came up. It started to sprinkle. The rain grew heavier and heavier. Soon it was a torrential downpour. Pitter, patter, splash. A wet jogger slowed down and gazed hopefully at Ella's wagon. To her surprise, he didn't take an umbrella. Ella examined her sign. She stared at her too many umbrellas, then at the sad, soggy jogger. Wait, she shouted. Take this. Thank you, he said happily, bobbing off on his way. Splish, splash. A boy in a scooter was rushing through puddles. Can I have one? He yelled. Of course. Ella felt proud. She had given away two. Quite enough, she decided. She turned towards home. But on her way back, she met a cold crossing guard and dripping day camp children. She met a drenched dog walker and waterlogged workmen, all without umbrellas. Each time she gave one away, she felt a tiny bit sad. But deep down, she also felt glad. Soon, only her favorite umbrella remained. Surely her mother wouldn't mind if she kept just this one. Still a few streets from home, Ella saw a figure plodding down the sidewalk. His blue cap was drenched, his sack looked heavy, and he certainly wasn't whistling. It was very hard, but Ella knew what to do. And in this picture, you see Ella handing the postman her very last blue umbrella. Back at home, a suitcase sat by the door. Aunt Stella! Yelled Ella, leaping into her arms. Ella! Boomed her aunt, handing her a long, thin box. Inside, in bright emerald green, was the most precious umbrella Ella had ever seen. The end.
That was good.
That was a cute story, wasn't it? So she solved her problem of too many umbrellas and also helped out all those soggy people out in the rainstorm.
And they were happy.
That and everybody was happy.
Yes. All right. My story is called Hippo Goes Bananas. And this story is by Marjorie Dennis Murray, and it's illustrated by Kevin O'Malley. And this story is all about a hippo who started acting very strange. He's been spinning in circles and crashing into trees and making moaning noises. So his friends think that he's gone bananas. But has he? Let's find out. Early one morning, Hippo woke up with a toothache.
Oh,
he moaned. He grumped and bellowed, spun in circles, and crashed into a tree. He made so much noise that he woke up Cuckoo Bird. Something's wrong with Hippo, thought Cuckoo Bird. He's going bananas. And off she flew to tell Monkey. Hippo's gone bananas, said Cuckoo Bird. He's knocking down every tree in the jungle. Every tree in the jungle? Exclaimed Monkey. Yes, indeed, said Cuckoo Bird. And kicking them off the cliff. Great givens, said Monkey. And off he scampered to tell Leopard. Hippo's gone bananas, said Monkey. He's knocking down every tree in the jungle and kicking them off the cliff. Kicking them off the cliff, exclaimed Leopard. Yes, indeed, said Monkey. And rolling them into the river. Leaping lemurs, said Leopard. And off he dashed to tell Giraffe. Hippo's gone bananas, said Leopard. He's knocking down every tree in the jungle. Kicking them off the cliff and rolling them into the river. Rolling them into the river? Exclaimed Giraffe. Yes, indeed, said Leopard. And damming up the water. Jumping jackrabbits, said Giraffe. And off she galloped to tell Zebra. "Hippo's gone bananas," said Giraffe. "He's knocking down every tree in the jungle, kicking them off the cliff, rolling them into the river, and damming up the water." "Damming up the water?" exclaimed Zebra. "Yes, indeed," said Giraffe. And flooding the Serengeti." "Wild wildebeest," said Zebra. And off she went to tell Elephant. "Hippo's gone bananas," said Zebra. "He's knocking down every tree in the jungle, kicking them off the cliff, rolling them into the river, damming up the water, and flooding the Serengeti." "Creeping crocodiles," exclaimed Elephant. "We've got to stop him." So off went all the animals to find Hippo. In the hot, scorching sun, Hippo groaned. "Oh!" He huffed and puffed in the sizzling heat. Then he rolled on his back and kicked his feet. Monkey scampered up onto Hippo's snout. "What's up?" asked Monkey. Hippo opened up his big, wide mouth. "Oh! Oh!" "Maybe he swallowed a frog," said Cuckoo Bird. "Or a termite," said Leopard. "Uh-oh," cried all the animals. "Hippo's turning pink. It must be skeeter fever." "Hippo's too hot," squawked Cuckoo Bird. "Let's push him to the river." So they gave Hippo a great big heave, ho, push. And off he bumped down the mountainside, rolling toward the river. Bumpity bump. "Oh," moaned Hippo. Thumpity thump. "Oh, bump. Oh, thump. Oh, clump." And out came Hippo's tooth. "Oh," exclaimed Cuckoo Bird, "that's what was wrong with you." All the animals helped push Hippo onto his feet. "Thank you," said Hippo. "My toothache is gone. But now, my head aches." The end.
That was a cute book.
That is a cute story. That's
funny. Leaping lemurs. I'm going to use some of those expressions.
Yes.
Wow. We always get caught up at this part.
Yeah, that's right. I forget what we were going to say.
Well, I hope you all enjoyed listening to our stories today.
I hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed reading the books.
We were talking about collections earlier and the umbrella collections that Ella had. And we hope that you all visit your local library and see our collection of books.
Love to see you.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Guten Tag and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio program for Kenya by the Elgin County Library. Ich hoop ihr habt das Programm geglaubt. Ich bin Mary Ham und ich schaffe bei der Elmer Library. Wir haben eine Library in Straffordville, Springfield und Port Burwell. Und ihr könnt direkt da, wo ihr wollt, fahren. Die sind alle neu auf. Die Öffnungsstunden sind an der Library deren zu sein. Ihr könnt auch fahren, denn das Fahrnummer ist 519-631-1560, Extension 109, wenn ihr noch mehr Informationen fehlt. Bitte kommt nan und seid, was wir haben in unseren Libraries zum Jünt und Jüne Familie mit helfen.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the library.